Ellis told WTMJ Radio this morning that he'd been thinking about leaving the state Senate for a while now.
The taping business probably is a tipping thing on it. And to be perfectly frank, this has been coming for some time. The world has changed, and to be honest with you, I just don't fit in down there anymore.
Ellis's announcement comes just 2 days after a secret audio recording surfaced where he can be heard talking about setting up a super PAC to attack his Democratic opponent, State Representative Penny Bernard Schaber. Bernard Schaber says the open seat doesn't really change her plans. She said Ellis was responsible for what he said in that recording.
He has served his constituents for a long time, and it's unfortunate that he's leaving in a negative cloud.
University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh political science professor James Simmons says Ellis's departure sets up a wide-open Senate race for Republicans, many of whom viewed Ellis as too moderate.
In many ways, this is the Republican Party eating its own, because after all, this latest revelation came from James O'Keefe, a conservative activist from Project Veritas.
Ellis was first elected to the legislature in 1970 and has served in the Senate since 1982. He has served stints as majority leader and was the Senate's president the past two sessions. While Ellis has generally been a reliable Republican vote, he's clashed with conservatives and Governor Walker in recent years on some big issues, such as the expansion of private school vouchers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.